Hey, hurdlers. Emily Abadi here for 5 Minute Friday from Hurdle. You know the drill by now. 5 Minute Friday is a segment where I bring to you a story, offer you a prompt, and then share a few of my top highlights for the week, whether that's a podcast episode, an app, a streaming workout, a quote. You get the idea. As I have been pleading with you, please let me know what you think of this segment and also what you want to hear about. And if you have something you think is cool, something that's been a highlight of your week, I am all ears. Send them to me either over on social at Hurdle Podcast and at Emily Abadi, or of course, over email, you can hit me at emily@hurdle.us. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, then you know this week was a week for me, understatement. And that is because you want to be with someone else in quarantine until that someone or something else is a mouse. Yep. Unwelcome guest in my apartment this week. A mouse popped out. I was sitting on my couch the other night, had just finished dinner, and all of a sudden, a mouse just saunters out into the middle of my kitchen, and I was livid. I was so frustrated. It was like as if the mouse started to cripple me. So the first time I saw the mouse was Saturday night, and then he didn't pop back in again until Wednesday to say hello. And of course, when he decides to do that again, I am in the middle of a Hurdle interview and I freak out in the audio. Oh man, for your sampling pleasure, please take a listen.
Ah, my God, I can't handle this. This is the worst. Oh my God, I just want him to go away.
That's really funny.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You gotta like bang a loud pot or something over there.
I kind of think I want to throw something in the kitchen. Yeah. Okay, what should I?
Oh, a book? Jesus. You have a big book?
I have tons.
Grab a hardcover book and just next time it comes out, just chuck it over there.
Get the fuck away!
So now you get what we're dealing with. Anyway, I call my dad after I'm done with this podcast interview, and he is like, you know that you're bigger than the mouse, right? That doesn't make it easier not to feel like it is just all up in my space. The mouse quickly became this thing that I could freak out over, this thing that I could dedicate my energy to, this thing that I could be mad at. And I came to realize, I mean, think about how many things there are in life, how many times that there are where we cannot control this thing that we spend so much time obsessing over. Before I went to bed last night, I was scared to literally look at the ground of my apartment because I thought that it would just be crawling with mice. I knew, let's be real, that wasn't gonna happen. I woke up this morning. I walked into the kitchen. I didn't see him caught in there. And I thought to myself, it's a really annoyed exhale I just let out there. I made some tea and I sat on the couch. And I closed my eyes and I took 5 deep breaths. And I realized in this moment that I had to let go of this thing that I couldn't control. Like I couldn't sit here in my home just being constantly paranoid, constantly angry, that angry feeling, that stressed out feeling. It wasn't gonna do me any good. Silver lining here is that I caught the mouse. So that helps a little bit. But again, I'm just trying to bring forth here this idea that there are going to be things that we have no control over. In particular, I think the thing that we can all agree on is what's going on with coronavirus. Sometimes the best thing that we can do in these situations are just let go. And so for this week's prompt, I'm asking you, what's your mouse? What do you need to let go of? Be honest with yourself. This is a big opportunity. Highlights of the week. I clicked on over in Apple Podcasts and I was looking for some new shows to get into. And I am a sucker for Tom Hanks. So I clicked on the NPR podcast, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, because they had an episode with him. And basically, this show is a weekly current events quiz. So they talk about a bunch of different news, what's going on, and they offer up different opportunities for the audience to kind of guess what the answers are. And I actually really, really loved it. And it was funny, one of the segments on the Tom Hanks episode was actually talking about how people in major cities are seeing an incidence of mice in their apartments. Crazy. Because the mice don't have the normal restaurant stock of foods that they'd be eating on the streets. And so they're coming in and hunting for it. Anyway, they talked to Tom Hanks and they asked him to describe what his kitchen looked like. And it was just hilarious. And I highly, highly recommend NPR podcast, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Another favorite of mine, Whalebone Magazine. They are releasing a pop-up newsletter. I love that phrasing here, called Afternoon Delight. And basically what they say is it's here for a short while, at least the next 30 days or however long it can be doing some good. And it's there to help their followers, help Whalebone readers keep connected through social distancing and keep them smiling. In every newsletter, which comes out toward the tail end of the workday, they offer up something to listen to, something to cook, and something to smile about. And it's just got me smiling, so I'm sharing it with you. Also, I cannot stop listening to the soundtrack from last Saturday's One World Together at Home. I'm in particularly obsessed with the cover of What a Wonderful World with Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. And then last but not least, I'm going to recommend a book to you this week, one that I keep going back to, and that is The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. I'm probably saying that wrong. Maybe it's Duhigg, but in the book, he basically says that the key to any of the habits that we all want to upkeep, whether that's regular exercise or being more productive or being quote unquote successful, is understanding how those habits work. I'm going to close this out with what he says at the end of the book. He says, sometimes change takes a long time. Sometimes it requires repeated experiments and failures. But once you understand how a habit operates, once you diagnose the cue, the routine and the reward, you gain power over it. And that's it for this week. At Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast, another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.